Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
President Biden and former President Donald Trump both hit the campaign trails on Friday as the 2024 presidential election heats up. Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders joins Fox News to discuss how red states are doing ahead of the election.
States like Arkansas and other red states across the country continue to excel and do well. I think this bodes very well for the election coming up in November. I think President Trump is on track. I think there is such a great contrast to what is happening in blue states led by Democrat governors.
New revelations from another Jeffrey Epstein document dump. USA's Laura Winters with the details.
The third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain and snow to New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get at least 6 inches of snow. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
As Houston continues to prepare for the college football playoffs national championship, executive director of the CFP, Bill Hancock, has his faith in Houston's public safety officials.
The most important team for this weekend is here, is the public safety people. And I can tell you, we've been working here for the last year and more to put this on. But every time we encountered a person from public safety, they were totally professional. And I'll tell you, I'm not losing any sleep about the safety of the fans.
The game will be held at NRG Stadium in Houston, where the Michigan Wolverines will play the Washington Huskies. A 13-year-old from Oklahoma is claiming to be the first person to beat the video game Tetris on Nintendo.
The teen goes by the nickname Blue Scooty online. He posted a video to YouTube, which seemed to show him defeat the famed falling block puzzle game. The record was previously held by an AI bot. He was maybe 40 minutes into playing the game when the teen realized he'd nearly reached the final kill screen. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A restaurant chain is closing stores across the country. USA Radio's Skip Kelly explains.
TGI Fridays is abruptly closing 36 underperforming restaurants, including some in the tri-state. 7 locations are closing in New Jersey, and 5 are shutting down in New York. The nearly 60-year-old restaurant chain said the move is part of the company's ongoing growth strategy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite hosting 17 million Christians nationwide, some regions of Cameroon remain steeped in traditional superstitions and false beliefs. Security injunctions have set heavy restrictions on church activities, and converts can be at great risk if they tell anyone about their new faith. To provide hope in the midst of persecution, the Tide Ministry recently launched powerful gospel radio broadcasts in Cameroon. The story of a local witch doctor who found Christ, burned his personal idols, and is now sharing the gospel in his community showcases the power of Christ in places desperate for his love. Hearing the good news in your own language can ignite the fire of Christ in a powerful way. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, and I thank you for joining in, because look, it's not only the country, it's the world that's counting on this, so, should Jesus tarry, but as we know, it's his will to be done. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. I got a call the other day from a dear friend, says, hey, Gene Watson has just released a new CD project. Do you want to talk to her? I said, are you kidding me? I've been trying to, you know, I think of her quite often. It's been several years since I think Gene Watson and I've had a chance to talk. And she's affected me so much, and I love her so dearly for her blessing that she is on the body of Christ, her giftings and talents that God has blessed her with. Her music is forever remaining in my library, and I hear quite often, especially anytime I hear Gene's voice, and particularly when it comes to St. Patrick's breastplate, I think if there was ever a song that had such a powerful effect on my life, it was that one. Gene Watson joins us now. Hey, Gene, how are you?
I'm doing so well, Bill. It's great to talk to you again.
Gosh, it's been too long, lady. And I told you, I said, the lights are always on for you. Whenever anything comes up, you know, you're always welcome. And here we've got, this new project, Behold the Heralds Worship. The Heralds of Worship, right?
Carols of Worship.
Oh, carols. Okay, so they...
Carols of Worship. Well,
okay, why did they give me a typo there? Okay,
I don't know.
All right.
The other one sounds good, too, but yeah.
Okay, Carols of Worship. All right, so tell us about the project.
Well, this was a really special project for me because I realized this year that it had been exactly 20 years since the beginning of my recording career and my ministry. It was 20 years ago this Christmas that my landlord had brought me a Christmas tree, me and my children, when I was a single mother of 4. And when he walked in the door with this tree, he heard me singing Christmas carols on a recording I'd made for a friend as a gift. And that recording deeply moved his heart. Excuse me. And at that moment, he said, I think that is what you're supposed to be doing with your life. In other words, doing music and singing. So he gave me my rent money back that month. And he said, take your rent money and go record, at that time, a CD. And so I did. Mm-hmm. It was a Christmas album. And that album was the beginning of a whole new purpose in my life. And so this year I wanted to do another Christmas project to commemorate that special moment. So I re-recorded 2 of the original songs I had done 20 years ago and then mm-hmm. added a few more down in Nashville. And I'm super just thankful to be able to continue to record and create 20 years later.
Wow. And I remember the first time you told me that story about the landlord. And what did the landlord say after his seed that he deposited in your life, as that seed started taking root and coming to fruition, what did he say to you?
Oh, he was so excited, and you know, he would, every time I saw him, he would ask me what was going on with the music, and he watched as I recorded another album and another album, and it was the third project that I did that was heard in Europe, and I started receiving invitations to travel in the UK and share my music, and so he would always say, you know, where are you going this month, uh-huh. and where are you traveling, and you know, what are you recording, and he was so excited to have been a part of the very beginning of, you know, like I said, a career, but also mm-hmm. a ministry that would end up changing so many people's lives.
And for him to be used by God, to be part of the answer, to be used in this way, and for what? For a rent payment? I mean, you know, when you think about it, yes, I mean, as serious and as significant as a rent payment could be, what that meant for you and what it's meant for others. I mean, but for that investment, I wouldn't have had a chance to meet you, Jean.
I know, you know, and it isn't even so much about that money, which at the time was a lot for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it was not a lot of money for most people. For me, it was the world, you know, a month's rent payment. But it was more that his confidence in me and his reaction to my voice and my music. I saw him, you know, hear me sing and sit down and just cry. He put his head in his hands and he wept, and he was so moved. And, you know, he wasn't faking that. And mm-hmm. I thought, you know, if that was his response, he's not faking that, maybe the Lord really has given me a gift and even an anointing, a purpose in life at a time when I felt like I had no purpose or I had missed God's purpose and plan for my life.
I mean, your hands are full. You're a single mom.
Yeah.
You got four kids. And here you are, and looking, you know, I mean, looking for an answer. And then God sends you an answer in the form of a landlord, huh?
Yeah, well, and also, you know, I think the stigma of divorce and, you know, in the Christian world is such a stigma of failure. You know, somebody screwed up, somebody made a mistake, you know, has God rejected me? That's the big thing, is the shame. Has God rejected me because I wasn't always following him? And I think, you know, that's the lie that the enemy always wants to tell all of us. It's like, look, you screwed up again. God's going to reject you. He won't use you. You'll never get another chance. You screwed up your life. And the wonder of God's grace and his love and the Christmas story is that that's never true. Anytime we come back to the Lord and say, God, I'm sorry, I want another chance, he's such a redeemer, and he can take what we think are the worst failures in our lives, and he can turn them into something beautiful. And that became really the theme of my ministry, is, hey, we've all screwed up. Look at the screw ups in the Bible. Look at David.
Exactly.
Moses.
Yeah.
You know,
welcome to the club. And the thing is, that for all of us who have been redeemed, we have this in common, and his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Yeah. All we have to have is just willing hearts and submitted hearts that are willing to say, you know, here's my life, use me. And when we know that we're nothing without him is when he can do anything with us. And that's been the story of my life.
You know, Jean, you imagine, in contrast, if the devil wasn't a liar and he told you the truth, where would Jean Watson be today?
And other
Jean Watsons, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know, I think about that. I really do. If I hadn't had that encounter moment or some encounter moment where I had met the grace of God, it makes me so incredibly sad to think of wasted purpose and a wasted life, you know, which is all of us. And I do a lot of prison ministry, and I see that. You know, I see people that are paying the consequences for bad choices, and, you know, but for the grace of God, there go all of us. And
yes.
So, you know, I'm just so, so grateful. It just would make me so sad, because now music is such a joyful part of my life. And to be able to continue to create music Without that joy, just a lot of sadness.
Exactly. We're hearing a little bit of Come Thou Long Expected Jesus from the new project, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We come back, we've got...
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Gene Watson continues with us, the award-winning praise and worship artist and ministry leader. We're talking about our new project, Behold the Carols of Worship. Gene, let's talk a little bit more about the ministry. I'm on your website at genewatson.com. and you're all over the place. And the thing is, it's amazing to me, is that you're all over the place where it's coldest. I mean, you can't come down to Florida or something like that where it heats up a little bit. I mean,
you're invite me.
Yes, exactly. You need to come down here. Bring, you know, you and the husband unit and whatever kids you know, are hanging around, you know, come on down, get out of the cold weather. My goodness.
Yeah, I'd love that. I just go where the invitations come. I don't strive with it. And it's amazing, you know, how full the calendar stays. And I think the key is just really not trying to make a career for yourself. I do a lot of speaking to other Christian artists and ministers and just encourage them that, you know, God is your manager. And there's such a temptation to want to promote yourself, and especially in this world of, you know, social media, me. And we just, you know, yes, we do want people to hear our music, but if we're focused on the Lord and what he wants in our lives, he's going to open all those doors. And he has for me, and I've been able to travel internationally. I still have a very active ministry in Ireland where I go once or twice a year. I have radio ministry over there. And then in the United States, you know, there are sort of hubs of ministry that open up as mainly through radio. Mm-hmm. People have heard the music and then invitations to come. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and we were talking off air about the Chillins, all the Chillins doing well, and you know, your oldest son is serving the country. That we appreciate his active service for our country. My youngest one's getting ready to go in too, but your son's been in the Army for a while. What he's been in for 10 years or so now?
13. He's 13 years. Going on 13 years. Yeah.
Wow, and he's up for a promotion.
Yeah, he's going to pin on captain later this year, and he just defied, well, the Lord defied all the earthly odds, because he's my child that at the age of 16 was addicted to cocaine and crystal meth and almost died of his addiction. And I gathered my prayer warrior down and dirty, you know, prayer warrior friends, and five of us prayed and actually fasted for him for 5 days. And I mean, he was so seriously addicted, and God showed up in his room back in 2005, and you know, in the middle of the night, and he had an encounter with God and woke up sober the next day and just changed. And that, you know, was just a miracle that changed all of our lives, really. So, you know, for him to now be doing what he is doing and excelling in leadership in the military and in his family as a husband and father of three, this is what the power of God can do.
Yeah. See, this is why we love our Father so much, because he is about life. The enemy is about death. And this is where your son and so many come to that crossroads. The Bible tells us, you know, I put before you this day and this moment, life and death. And quickly, it doesn't even give you the option. It doesn't give you much time to even think about it. Choose life. That's what you want to do. And fortunately, your son, as others faithfully interceded on his behalf, chose life. And look what's happening. A life otherwise that, you know, would have just been an awful memory. But, you know, we love God because he's such a redeemer. I want to talk for just about a moment about St. Patrick's breastplate that so touched me. Give us a little backstory on that, because I want to play a little bit of the song, you know, for our audience. If they've not been exposed to your music in a grand way, shame on them. And I'll tell you, this will be a great Christmas gift for yourself. Is you get your ears around Gene's music, and particularly St. Patrick's breastplate, because this has been so meaningful for me. So whether I'm hearing your singing or if I'm reading. You know, reading the prayer itself, it has so touched me over the years. Gene, a little backstory on that, if you would.
Yeah. So, As I mentioned earlier, the focus of my ministry is the nation of Ireland, and I've traveled there many times. And so, when I had recorded my sacred project in, I believe it's 2018, I was recording some ancient hymns of the church, and I wanted to do a setting of St. Patrick's breastplate, which is the ancient prayer of St. Patrick that comes from the 5th century. It's very, very old. And, you know, the legend has it that St. Patrick prayed this prayer that God would be his literal armor, his shield, when he was facing a battle, physical battle. And so the prayer has been changed over the years, and I took a setting of those words and created a special arrangement, and we ended up doing a video that goes with it in Ireland, in the places where St. Patrick was walking.
Oh,
and,
cool.
The prayer itself and the song, it just, you listen to it, and it renews your faith.
Exactly.
That we don't have to go into life protecting ourselves, but we can pray, and God will be our shield and our strength.
That's a great cue for the song. Let's listen to it. As it would go, is Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise. What a powerful lyric, and your interpretation of that is so special and unique, Gene. You bless me. And you bless those of us that hear your music. We've got a couple of minutes left here. Let's talk a little bit more about Behold, Carols of Worship. We're going to play a little bit later on as we end this segment with Sweet Little Jesus Boy. But tell us more about the project.
It was really fun, and again, just filled with God's grace, very easy. It's an EP, so there are 6 carols. It's not very long. I'm hoping to add to it next year. But I had a lot of help down in Nashville. Michael W. Smith's son, Tyler Smith, did the string arranging for me. The string arrangements are unbelievable, and you'll hear that on Sweet Little Jesus Boy. And Jonathan Crone, who's a Grammy Award-winning producer, he's worked with Dolly Parton, he's worked with some of the greatest names in Nashville. Just, this guy's a musical genius. He is the man who put together St. Patrick's Breastplate. So if you loved that, you're going to love Behold, Carols of Worship. It's all of that musical genius and my arrangements, my voice, and as usual, my violin playing.
Gotta have the violin. I mean, you without violin, that's a day without sunshine. You got to have that. There's
it
no
is.
Doubt about it.
Yeah,
how wonderful. You know, Gene, again, the people that you've been able to work with, I mean, again, going back from your beginning, your early story, and here you are working with all these talented individuals. I mean, God has used you greatly and blessed us all so much. So here as we exit with a Sweet Little Jesus Boy, again, our gratitude for Gene Watson for, coming on the show, the award-winning praise and worship artist, her new project, Behold, the Carols of Worship. And you can find out more about her at her website, genewatson.com. Gene, again, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
Like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under a winter weather. Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Before the top of the hour, we got Ed Dowd back with us, author of Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021-2022. We're going to talk about that book. We're also going to talk about our debt. The United States debt has now topped $34 trillion while Biden lies about the economy. Ed, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, right off the bat, congratulations on the book, Cause Unknown. You know, your whole approach in the book is that, you know, you challenge the reader in saying, look it, read through this. And if you find a discrepancy, if there's something you want to challenge, you know, fact check it. I think this is it was wise to do this in a way because it helps the reader to realize that, you know, we have been kind of laissez-faire about exercising critical thinking here. We're going by the narrative and basing our opinions and perspectives based on what other people tell us, not our own hard work or interest and curiosity about a topic.
Yeah, exactly. And on Wall Street, you know, I would interview corporate CEOs, and they were always putting out their own internal corporate propaganda, and my job was to figure out what the truth was. And I just applied that skill set to this problem that we had during COVID and the propaganda we saw on the lockdowns and the vaccine.
Well, it's really, as you point out in your book, it's really narcissistic, isn't it? I mean, you get people who are fact-checking. I mean, it's like brain surgeons doing brain surgery on themselves, in a sense, because they're protecting the narrative. So they've infiltrated the entities whose responsibility is to fact-check. And, of course, they're there, and they're having a say on what is being distributed in terms of, you know, the facts that are laid out there. So there's it's clearly a lack of bias, isn't it?
Yeah, total lack of bias. And what was interesting, in the early days before I wrote the book, I discovered that there was excess mortality, especially amongst millennials. And I was fact-checked by AP and Reuters, who said they consulted their experts, whoever they were, unnamed, and that the excess mortality was not occurring. You roll forward a year and a half, and now they've admitted that there's excess mortality, but they then give a myriad of reasons as to why it's not a big deal and everything will be fine. So I was fact-checked. They said it wasn't true. It turned out to be true, and then, you know, it's just a narrative spin. It's sickening to me.
Well, it is, and you consider, all the, the millions of people who died. And, of course, when you say that, even when you talk about millions of people who died, it's almost like you need to add an immediate asterisk because we're still trying to figure out, okay, how many people actually died of COVID? I mean, at one point, if you recall, the CDC had to admit that the actual number was only about 3 or 4% of the published number that was being out there of people who actually died of COVID, not, got ran over by a truck and it was determined somehow in the emergency room that they had COVID. So then they put on the death certificate that their death was as a result of COVID. So the numbers have been juiced. And I've maintained it. And the last time we talked about this is that this is going to be a challenge down the road because, we get 20, 30 years down the road. And the next generations are looking back and saying, okay, what happened during the era of COVID? And these numbers are, they lack credibility. And they could be influenced based on those numbers, these numbers that we're providing and putting into the system. They could be wrongly and incorrectly influenced, 30 years down the road, can't they?
Absolutely. And what drove a lot of those COVID numbers was the incentives provided by the CARES Act. To the hospital system to, right. They got money for every COVID case. They got money to admit you and they got money to put you on a ventilator and they got money if you died. So there were perverse incentives that juiced the numbers. So the COVID numbers are garbage in my humble opinion.
Right. And I would have a tendency to agree with that assessment. I know some people might be shocked by it and say, well, Bill, you're getting a little, I think it's like when you start compromising the numbers at all, then everything else is subject to that same standard. And it's a poor standard. And like I said, I'm concerned that down the road here, because even now we're still trying to consider, because we've got another iteration of COVID coming out because, it's election season. That's right. So we've got to get ready to deal with this. And so, what they did to us in 2020, they're going to attempt to do it again in 2024. And I think you can almost take that to the bank, can't you?
Yeah, that's going to be one of the distractions. 2024, unfortunately, is going to be a wild year, an election year. We have distractions, probably another COVID, and a manufactured COVID wave in the media. I suspect there'll be other geopolitical events to distract from what's really going on in the country, unfortunately. And That brings us to what's really going on with the debt in the economy, which is a disaster at the moment.
Well, and as you write, our debt has topped $34 trillion, and Joe Biden continues to lie about the economy. We get jobs reports. I think 11 of the last 12 job reports have all been modified, and they've been modified down, Ed, not up. So this is Barack Obama administration deja vu, if you remember during those years. You couldn't believe the numbers because they'd give you numbers and the next month they were lowering them. And it was a constant, a constant plan and system that they were doing. And, of course, now it's back. And why not? It worked so effectively for Barack Obama. So we're going to do the same thing under Joe Biden. And then you got to go in and look at the numbers and see what's going on. And you've got more people working part-time jobs in order to keep up with this languishing economy.
And that's exactly correct. So the last year, 2023, was the year of massive deficit spending. And most recently, in the last 3 months, we went from 33 to 34 trillion. We added a trillion to the deficit in just 3 months. This economy is actually, in real terms, in a recession. It's been propped up by government spending and government job creation. The government has added so many jobs to fill the hole of the layoffs that have been going on in the private sector. Tax receipts are way down. So this little game of pretend economy is going to end soon. They're going to try to do this until the election, but it's a race against the forces of the markets, and it's going to be very interesting in the next 6 months to see what actually happens to the economy headline-wise. They'll try to continue to mask it, but the real economy is very bad at the moment. Job creation is mostly in the government sector.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, manufacturing has taken a dive. You know, these critical areas, these independent areas that normally, you know, would flourish. But, you know, why not? I mean, the Biden administration has done everything they can to discourage, you know, private enterprise, have they not?
Absolutely. And, you know, what we're seeing, Newsweek, you know, a mainstream media outlet, reported at the beginning of this year that they see massive layoffs coming. And I think most companies are planning layoffs. BlackRock just laid off 2% of their workforce. The very lead, I guess, today was that they're going to lay off more in June. So this is affecting every company. And then we also have the additional problem of AI replacing
stuff. I was going to say, exactly. Right. I mean, and the tech sector has gotten, you know, clobbered. I mean, look at how many layoffs have been reported in the last 30 days out of the tech sector. We're not talking, you know, 100 people, 200. We're talking thousands of tech employees being laid off out of Silicon Valley. This is huge.
Yeah, and I think I saw a headline this morning as I woke up that Amazon is announcing layoffs. One of the primaries is the Prime Video department. So it's going to 2024 is going to be one of the most interesting years of our lifetimes. We have very divisive problems in our country. We have Hunter Biden appearing before Congress and leaving today, I guess, after 8 minutes. I guess, you know, when Trump Jr. went before Congress, he lasted 8 hours. Hunter Biden lasted 8 minutes today and walked out. So we got problems.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess you measure, when it comes to the Biden family, you measure minutes like hours. I guess that's the comparative. For whatever reason. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Edward Dowd on the other side. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez, and we are live.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we got Edward Dowd continuing with us. He's the author of Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022, as we were talking about earlier. I'll tell you, this is a must-read. You need to read this book if you really want the whole truth and nothing but. I can say that we have been... personally, on this show, I've been throttled back and have been put in censorship jail at times whenever we've talked about anything about the COVID, you know, YouTube, other internet entities do not want the whole truth out there. They seem to know better than anybody else. I mean, you know, as Ed had talked about before, when he had been under some scrutiny, it was always, you know, somebody else, some unbeknownst individual is the appointed person or group that decides who's to be censored and, you know, what is truth and what is a lie. And, Edward, I don't know about you, but any time I've tried to communicate with them to find out, okay, look, at, I want to be in compliance. I mean, the basis of this show is that we're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And for the sake of education and the sake of truth as our goal and objective here, help us out. You know, be a part of this this discernment and this effort to make sure what we are reporting is the truth. That's why I appreciate what you've done in your book and really encouraging readers to, if they have doubts, you know, doubts are good. You know, you can handle the scrutiny. The facts can handle the scrutiny, but let's make sure we're dealing with the facts, right?
Yeah, I agree. What really bothered me about the censorship is, I wasn't allowed to just even air my thoughts. Luckily, things have gotten a little looser, but just the mere fact that I asked questions seemed to bother a lot of people. And that's what, you know, Wall Street was all about, you know, trying to make money for your clients. And, you know, the health of the republic is certainly an important thing. And all I was doing was asking questions, pointing out obvious statistical trends, like the mere fact that in 2020, mostly old people died, but then we had a mixed shift to younger people in 21 and 22, not supposed to die. And as the virus is becoming more and more benign, how is that possible? Well, you know, my thesis is it's the vaccines. If it's not, why aren't we talking about it? But, you know, things are loosening up. There's hope. Mm-hmm. We have public officials now Coming out, Joseph Latipo, the Surgeon General in Florida, wants all the COVID vaccines removed immediately. State's Attorney General in Texas, Ken Paxton, is suing Pfizer. So what you're seeing now is it's becoming easier and easier for more and more people to discuss this as public officials are now turning against what happened.
Well, and the American people, I mean, when you consider the cumulative intelligence of 345 million people out there experience COVID in their own manner. You know, I've shared with the audience on several occasions, Ed, that when I got COVID 3 years ago, I made it a self-proclaimed project to figure out, okay, what was going to happen with my immunity. I refused to get vaxxed. I've not been vaxxed to this day. In fact, I get uncomfortable whenever I go to the doctors. One of the first questions they ask is, have you been vaccinated? And I go, why do you want to know that? And especially if you're going into surgery, why do you want to know that? While I'm asleep, or you're going to, you know, give me a dose or something that's been mandated silently in the back rooms by Joe Biden and the government? I experienced COVID. It was, very light. Maybe a week, and I barely had a cough. And that was about it. And but sure enough, it was, we were able to determine that it was COVID. And I, went on a protocol and had been on a protocol up to in terms of to promote my immunity and continued on with it. Well, here we are 3 years down the road and my T-cell immune markers are as strong as ever. And that that is in the face of Dr. Fauci's statement declaring that immunity would only last for about 2 or 3 months. Well, what a big lie. I mean, and I'm just one case in point. When I talk to other people, they have similar stories as well. So here it is, Dr. Fauci, who was, the czar of all this and, the last word in many cases about COVID, lied so blatantly, to the American people in telling them that immunity was, self-immunity was, was really, for the most part, non-existent and inconsequential when it came to dealing with COVID.
Yeah, I had similar experience to you. I did not get vaccinated. I got COVID twice, and I went on the ivermectin protocol and a Z-Pack and some vitamins, and it was nothing more than a sore throat. I didn't get a chest infection or a cough. And both times, sore throat. And a little bit of sluggishness, and it was kicked out of me in like 2 to 3 days. In fact, when the last time I got COVID, I was functioning, exercising, doing work. Then I got food poisoning 2 weeks later. Now that really took me out. So, I would say food poisoning is more of a problem than COVID at this point.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But again, I recommend his book, Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021-2022. Your lying eyes are not lying to you. This is happening. It's our government. They've been throttling down and keeping the whole truth and nothing but away from us. And they're leaving us quite vulnerable because we saw what the government did when they took control over, the whole emergency, even from how the emergency came about. Because, the basis for an emergency, it didn't exist, Ed. I mean, we in order to have emergency authorization use, in order to do that, you had to demonstrate that there wasn't any other pharmaceutical or any other drug that could combat COVID, in this case specifically. And there were, just as you said, ivermectin. Of course, we had the celebrated case down in Miami where the patient was told that he was going to die, tell his family goodbye. And 11th hour opportunity came about. And the doctor said, hey, look, we've got this thing called hydroxychloroquine. It's kind of a Hail Mary pass. Are you open for it? And he says, what do I got to lose? I'm dying, And so they give him the hydroxychloroquine. And within hours, he's on his feet calling his family back on, hey, excuse the previous phone call. I'm alive. I feel like I'm born again. It's doing well. And of course, the scientific community poo-pooed that because here you've got hydroxychloroquine, about $8 a pill versus, these other, pharmaceuticals that they were getting, thousands of dollars for. They didn't like that.
That's exactly correct. And it's coming out now that there was a concerted effort to demonize early treatments to make way for the vaccine, causing unknown amounts of death in 2020 that could have been prevented. And I think there'll be criminal investigations eventually into that whole manufactured crisis in 2020. And to your point, the survival rate was 99.8% unless you're super old with comorbidity.
Right, exactly. And the thing is that where does the liability stop? I mean, you had celebrities that were brought in, you know, promoting this, you know, this narrative that was put out by the government that you had to be vaccinated and all this stuff. And I'd be curious anyway, anytime, you know, Joe Biden, every time he gets vaccinated, they show him. And I'm wondering, you know, it's like I want to say, OK, let me see. Are they shooting him with a real vaccine or just some saline solution?
To your point on celebrities, it just came out the last 2 days and Jesse Waters on Fox News highlighted this. An old presentation from a NATO security and Pentagon deep dive. Taylor Swift was pitched as a celebrity to get the messages of Pentagon and NATO across. So celebrities do get used for psyops and propaganda. I don't think it's any mistake that Taylor Swift, her meteoric rise the last 2 years is by accident, and now she's dating a football player that's pumping the vaccine. So, you know, we live in strange times. Mm-hmm. You see celebrities all in unison saying the same thing. You know, there's money and dollars behind it. That's
no
a fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we've got about a little less than 2 minutes left here, Ed. And getting back to what we can look forward to here in this election year of 2024, job numbers, you know, are off. You know, Bidenomics is failing. I mean, it's clear it's not working. The people are feeling the pain. What is it going to look like, you know, in these coming months of 2024 when it comes to our economy?
So there's going to be this battle between reality, economic reality, and narrative spin. And mm-hmm. just to give you a little idea of what's coming, my partner, Carlos Alegria, who lives in Portugal, he's a PhD in physics and finance. And, you know, we're trying to start a firm, a hedge fund. He said to me yesterday, Ed, I've never seen such flagrant fraud in the employment numbers as I have in the last report. So this is what's going to be happening. We're going to be seeing reality and then gaslighting. Reality
exactly.
and gaslighting. That's what I see all throughout the year until the election.
Well, you know, and certainly from, you know, the press secretary in the White House. I mean, it's one gaslighting after another, isn't it?
Oh, it's look, you know, gaslighting in its most extreme form is, if someone slaps you and says to you, I did not slap you, right after they slapped you. And that's literally what's going on in our country right now. And the good news is the American public's waking up. Pfizer's stock is collapsing. Moderna's stock is collapsing. Booster uptake is collapsing. Right. And people are getting...
Ed Dowd, we got to leave it there. Thank you, sir. Take care.
High with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diet.